Natasha, Gentle One. And so here we are reading the next section of Chapter 3. Past tense, active, pronoun first person, verb plus pa yin, and the negative is verb plus pa min. Second or third person, verb plus pa re, the negative is verb plus pa ma re. Or second or third person, verb plus song, or verb plus, and the negative is verb plus ma song. Past tense, passive, pronoun, all pronouns, positive is verb plus song, the negative is verb plus ma song. The present tense, first person, verb plus giyu, negative verb plus gime. Second or third person, verb plus gidu, negative verb plus gimindu. Future tense, first person, verb plus giyin, negative verb plus gimin. Second or third person, verb plus gire, and negative is verb plus gimare. An active verb is one that refers to a direct object, as in I boiled water. I boiled does not make sense without the referent water. A passive verb is one that does not need an object to complete its meaning, as in water boiled. Following are a few examples showing verb conjugation and pronouns in use. See the next section for examples of negatives. I will drink tea. Na cha tungi yin. That's tung plus gi yin. Tungwa is the verb. I, tea, drink, will. And so we'll continue on tomorrow. Xin chun hang go.